Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Cheers, Nancy.
Oh,
always
cheers.
Nice to have a cocktail with you.
Thanks.
How are we?
Now you can hear us drinking. Oh, that's delicious. Refreshing. Almost like water. I'm excellent. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
I would like to talk about a show that I saw.
Please.
Because it is
do.
Berg Vivant.
I that is familiar to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I went to see The Drowsy Chaperone at Stage 62. It's a very limited run. I think there's only three more shows next week, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a pandemonium.
Have another cocktail, Judy.
What is it? Pandemonium!
Okay, we got there.
Okay, wait. There's pandemonium everywhere. It is a, and I have to say, I had seen some other scenes from this from high schools, and I was like, oh, this show's going to be really boring. And it was anything but boring.
Oh, good.
Probably.
Too bad for those high schools.
I know. Well, I only saw clips. It's not the high school's fault. I never heard of the show. Well, I had heard of it because I think it won awards years ago. But what's amazing about this show and what sells this show and what drives this show and what really makes you want to run out and see it is Mark Yockum. Let's just throw that out there right there. He's the man in the chair. Man in chair. And the story is man in chair is sitting there breaking the fourth wall, talking to the audience about theater and musical. And it opens with him in the dark talking for a little while about how annoying people are in theaters when it's dark. And it's pretty funny. And then he pulls out an album of The Drowsy Chaperone. And the story unfolds on stage. But he's also part of it, mm-hmm. but also sitting there telling us the story. The fourth wall broken. Completely hilarious. And he does drive the show. The central story of a lovely lady, is that Janet and, is it Roger? Robert, are going to get married. And they come to get married. And then come in all these other characters who don't want them to get married. Mm-hmm. Janet's an actress, and they don't want her to leave. She's going to quit her big career and be married. And they don't want her to. So there's a couple gangsters, which are played by Seth Laidlaw and Chris Martin, who are disguised as chefs, and they have a lot of chef kind of jokes about, pastries, but
bevy of pastry jokes,
which are hilarious. And Seth and Chris are the perfect amount of funny. And then come in Feldzig, who doesn't want her to quit the show because it's money, and he would have to replace her, and he doesn't want to, and he's played by Nick Mitchell, and he's also hilarious. And there's another character named Kitty. Don't remember her name, but she was pretty funny. And then there's Mrs. Tottle. I'm looking in the program. Mrs. Tottendale, who is, I'm not really sure how she's related to everyone, except she's kind of this crazy, funny lady, played by Arlene Merriman, and her underling, butler guy, played by Matthew Rush. Very funny chemistry there. The couple, Robert, is played by George Hegel, and Janet is played by, Laura Berletta. Just the perfect amount of comedy. She can sing, she can act, she can dance, she's funny, she carries the show along. You do like her, so you want the best for her. But there's a scene with Robert where he's skating, roller skating, and he's blindfolded. And I have to say,
it's like Xanadu.
It was Xanadu. And also, I was so worried for him because I thought, what if he falls off the stage?
Well, maybe he could actually see, you know?
Yeah, well, it was, I believed he was blindfolded. It was the suspension of disbelief.
We ought to try that.
I know. No, no, we don't. I can't walk. And then Adolfo, who comes in, and he's just, he just keeps saying, I am Adolfo. And he's played by Rob James. And he has a little tryst with the drowsy chaperone, who is drunk a lot of the show. And she is, other than Mark Yockum, she is, for me, what was the highlight of the show. She's played by Becky Toth, and she has this number as we stumble along that I just want to sing this song every day of my life. It's hilarious. And so she was in it, and there's an aviator named Natalie Hatcher who has a beautiful voice. She comes in and out in an airplane. Props. It's no Miss Saigon, but it's an airplane. And I'm, you know, I'm probably forgetting someone. There's a superintendent played by Michael Krupp, who used to be a CLO student. And George, who has this little tap dance number, which is pretty amazing, by Chad Elder. I think the highlights for me were the all the little characters. Nick Mitchell's character, Arlene Merriman, Matthew Rush, Natalie Hatcher, Seth Laidlaw, Chris Martin. All of those had their moment of perfection. And then completely the pavement across the whole stage was Mark Yockum. He's covered everyone with his brilliance. Loved him in that. And the impeccable, brilliant direction of Steven Santa. And the costumes, oh, I don't remember the costume lady's name, but the costumes were so completely perfect. And it's such an enjoyable, but there is pandemonium. Now I can say pandemonium. Don't do this while you're drinking. And you want to see it. You want to go out and see it. The audience loved it. It's not too long. It's, and there's, oh, As We Stumble Along, and what was the other song? Oh, that's their Toledo Surprise. That's the pastry chef's little big moment, Toledo Surprise.
Toledo Surprise.
Toledo Surprise, I know.
No, I, it doesn't sound like the Toledo Surprise that I know is something quite different.
Yes, no, it's not.
And
no.
You don't want a Toledo Surprise.
No, this, I'm not sure you wanted this Toledo Surprise. Oh, and then Show Off, which is a big number where Janet comes out and sings, I don't want to show off, and every single moment of the song is her showing off.
Comedy.
It's comedy. But it's definitely, it's a Skookum production. There it is. It's out there. And it's something that everybody can understand because everybody's been in a theater. Everybody knows those people who uncrinkle their paper, who talk, who sit in the dark and wonder what's going to happen. Everybody wants to talk to someone about what's going on as it's going on. And then it's just this lovely moment of this guy who's in love with musicals and wants to enjoy his musicals. And every single there's nothing about the show that isn't funny and makes you smile and makes you well. There's some.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners: Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.